You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, the state, the national man. We cover down on all of the issues. Hour number two, and we are still solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, Boomer, you'll be happy to know, by the way, that Grandma Wanda from over there in Coleman County, she says on the text line that we are right on today, right out the chute, she says.
I like that.
I'm liking it. She got all the right terms there.
Yes.
Thank you, Grandma Wanda. We appreciate you. Hey, listen, I am pleased to bring on now who is soon to be the senior U.S. Senator from the great state of Alabama, Tommy Tuberville. You know, known to most of us who are Auburn fans as Coach Tuberville, he is now Senator Tuberville, got up there and immediately began making a difference. And I am pleased to say that he is representing the state of Alabama quite well. And so I'm pleased to bring him on the show also. So without further ado, let me quit wasting time and just bring on Senator Tommy Tuberville. Hey, Senator, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How's everybody up there?
We're doing good, sir. We're doing good. Well, listen, you've had some big doings here lately. I think one of the first things that caught my attention as a veteran myself is you passed. And by the way, my understanding is first-term senators don't often get solo legislation passed, but you just passed your Supporting Families of the Fallen Act. You want to talk about that for a second?
Well, it is kind of amazing, and thanks for bringing that up. We've worked on it for a year and a half, and you know, it's the little things that count in anything that you do. Now, this is a Democrat House and Democrat Senate and a Democrat President, and I think I'm the only one that's got a standalone bill passed through this Congress because they don't even bring it to the floor for us. But I worked hard in being on the Veterans Committee, Armed Services Committee, of getting this passed, and it pretty much flew through after we got to talking about it. And all this is, and again, it sounds small, but it's a large thing for the families that were to lose somebody in, you know, in the active duty. Their insurance goes from $400,000 to $500,000. And it hadn't changed in 15, 18 years. And it's just something that's common sense. And of course, well, I don't work in a place with a lot of common sense. But this flew through and it passed. And I'm proud that the president signed it last week. And now that hopefully nobody has to use it, but if they do, they'll get $100,000 more now than they did a week ago.
Well, and that's I used the phrase "big doings" a while ago. It is. I mean, when you're the family of a fallen, or when you're a veteran who is you know, have no other means of getting some form of solid life insurance, having a $500,000 policy can make a huge difference in your family's life after you're gone. And so I guess on behalf of the veteran community, I'll just say thank you for that. So thank you for getting it done.
Well, thank you. And, you know, there's a lot of other things we'd like to do. And if we can have a good turnout in a couple of weeks and get a little bit of majority back, well, hopefully we can do some more in the next couple of years.
Well, it's coming. I mean, we had Katie Britt here in studio with us yesterday. In fact, I asked her, since her husband played for Alabama and you coach for Auburn, are you going to give her a decent office? Is she going to have a good time up there, or is it going to?
Actually, Wesley grew up an Auburn fan.
Oh.
I recruited Wesley. She didn't tell you that. And I thought I had him. At the end of the day, he ended up going to Alabama. But that's fine. He had a great career and good young man. And I'm looking forward to working with Katie. I had a great 2 years with Senator Shelby. I learned a lot from him. And we're going to miss him because seniority is what rules the day in Washington, D.C. And he's had it and brought a lot of money back home. But he decided to go home, and Katie is hopefully will take over. I think she'll win the election pretty easy here in a week or so. And her and I can make a lot of progress in the next couple of years.
Well, I hope so, too. And I hope that what we're going to wind up seeing is that y'all aren't alone. I mean, Alabama's a red state. We can feel fairly comfortable she's going to win the election, and I hope she wins by a landslide. But what I'm also hoping is you'll see Herschel Walker and Dr. Oz and you know, any number of other races, Wisconsin's race, Arizona's race. I mean, these are all we need these, and so I'm hoping that you guys are going to wind up with a majority House and Senate. And I sort of sense a red wave. I'll be honest with you. I feel like the momentum is there right now. In the last week, it feels like it's shifted more and more towards a red wave. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Who in their right mind would vote for some of these crazies? I've heard some talk a few months ago about we don't have good candidates. We got good candidates.
We got great candidates.
I'm telling you, Dr. Oz would be great. He's not a politician. He's not a lawyer. Thank God. We got way too many lawyers, and I got nothing against my buddies up there, the lawyers, but we need people that have actually gone out and used their hands and had to sign a check and hire people and make decisions and know what goes on in public life. But I've got to know Zach Salt well out in Nevada. I think he's got a great opportunity. I think it's going to be good. Again, as you just said, we've come a long way.
Yeah,
in a month, because it just didn't look good. But the way these people are running the country, I can't imagine anybody voting for that Patty Murray in Washington State. I cannot imagine that. She's been up there 30 years, and she hadn't done anything. And Smalley has got a great chance to beat her. I hope she does.
I hope so, too. And I got to step aside, though, and say that as a veteran, you've blessed me, but since I'm also a lawyer, you just offended me, just so you know.
Well, it's not against lawyers, but we need a little diversity in Washington, D.C. My God, Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, and we got some good people up there. But, I like to have people from, I'm from education, and I like to have people from business and, just get a little diversity in what we're doing. But we got a strong group. We got a strong group for the future.
Well, hey, Senator, let me ask you. You sit on the Senate Armed Services Committee. And this show, we got a lot of green suiters. We broadcast over half the state of Alabama. We got a whole bunch of veterans and current active duty members who care about what's going on, and just like everybody else, they're concerned about military readiness, about the fact that recruiting is at an all-time low. What are your thoughts, and take back the House and the Senate, even with Biden still in office, what can we do to see the boosting of military readiness and capabilities?
Well, as you said, I'm on the Armed Services Committee. I'm actually on the Subcommittee of Personnel. And just a few weeks ago, I guess 3 weeks ago, we had all the people in charge of recruiting for every arm of the service. And they got a scolding, I'll tell you, from me and from everybody, even the Democratic side, about what's going on in our military. We're kicking people out because of not getting vaccinated, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And we just botched up Afghanistan. And we've got these young kids coming out of high school going, why would I get into this mess when we can't run our military? And so Josh Hawley is on the same subcommittee as me, from Senator from Missouri, and he tied into the Air Force head recruiter for the Air Force, which, matter of fact, that week they'd come out with all this criteria about being woke and the things you'll learn about transgender and all these things. And he absolutely lit into this lady and should have. I did the same thing, but we went over all of them. And, you know me, I'm a coach. I've recruited all my life. And first of all, you got to have a good product to sell. We got a great product in being in the military and a career. And these people have no clue. They want to bring them in and teach them all this stuff that has nothing to do with building a machine that protects this country and our allies. They have no clue. It's all about being woke and transgender building restrooms for transgender. I had a general tell me before I got elected coach, I just retired, and I'm going to tell you this, we're spending more money on transgender restrooms than we are of covering $100 million airplanes.
Wow.
And he said, that's wrong. And he said, you better get control of this or we're going to lose not just our military, but our defense of our country, and then lose our country. So it's all this, let me tell you, it's so disheartening at times. People ask me, do you like it? It's not a lot of fun, but I'm glad I'm up there because I see it firsthand. And folks, we have got to take our country back. We've got to take our military back. We got to take our national security. Our institutions are all corrupt. It's just, you know, the FBI, look at what them and the DOJ have done. My goodness, what are we doing in this country? We're not fighting for our country. We're fighting amongst ourselves. So if I get off on a rant, just stop me. But it's just, you know, the recruiting of military is so important. And the some of the arms of our service are getting close to being full. They're still behind the Army. They're halfway full. I mean, they're about 30-40% short of right. their goal. And it's sad. It really is.
Well, and Coach, let me ask you, I called you Coach. Senator, let me ask you, you spent a lot of time, like you said, recruiting. And I love the fact that you compared, you got to have a product worth selling. I do agree. I think the military has the base. I think everything is still there. It's a matter of restoring it, refreshing it, making sure that people recognize what's worth being proud over, and giving folks a sense of mission. And I think that's missing right now. And even when you recruited for a team, you know, you had to give them a sense of mission, or why would they go there?
Exactly. I mean, they've got to have a purpose. You know, why would you get in the military if you know that things are going to continue to go the way that we're going, that you got to take all this critical race theory training and diversity training. You know, I'm very disappointed in some of our admirals and our generals. And I've told them this to their face, that, you know, you're making them read books about something that have nothing to do with us building a machine to protect our country. Again, I have the ability to go in these meetings and listen to them, and then have oversight over them, and I give them my 2 cents worth. And again, most of it comes from higher above, but again, you got to be your own person. And when we started kicking people out because of not taking a COVID vaccine, I knew right then, this is all about control. It's all about power, and it's all about controlling the people, this white extremism. And I'm sick of hearing about it. We're all Americans. You know, sure, there's been racism over the years, but I never saw color, because I've coached whites, blacks, reds, greens in coaching, and had to bring them all together. And that's what we got to do as a country. And we got to quit talking about all this, you know, division amongst all of us, because it's going to take all 340 million of us to fight off the Chinese and the Russians, because they're coming. Don't think they're not coming. And they're building a force in China that even opens my eyes compared to what we've done in the past. So it's not a play toy we're dealing with here now. This is the United States of America that used to be the greatest, in which we still the greatest. But we've got two peer competitors in China and Russia, and then we've got North Korea and we've got Iran to deal with. We better wake up and smell the roses.
Well, I agree with everything you just said, Coach, and I appreciate the sentiment, and I appreciate the fact that you're there. Let me ask you this last question with about 30 seconds left. So what's harder, coaching in the SEC or legislating in the U.S. Senate?
Well, I would have to say it's a lot more fun coaching, because at the end of the day you have a game. But I'm really glad on what I'm doing right now, because this means a lot to a lot of people, not just us, but our allies. And so I'm proud I'm a U.S. Senator representing the state. I'm going to work very hard, and I'm glad I'm on Armed Services and Veterans, because you can make a difference in our country.
All right. Well, Senator Tommy Tuberville, thank you for your time today. We appreciate you. We'll have you back on again sometime soon. And if you see more change, just let us know. We'll get you back on right away.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, Boomer, ran long on that one, but it was worth it. Go ahead and take us to a break. We'll do that right now. Folks, that was your U.S. Senator, Tommy Tuberville, soon to be the senior senator for the state of Alabama. I expect that he'll be joined very soon by Katie Britt, who was on the air with us yesterday. But, yeah, folks, listen, everything he said, I mean, there was no reason to interrupt. He was saying exactly what I would say. Glad of it, too. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.